Now, we are very pleased to have the new national commander of our organization, the Sons of the American Legion, and calling in from Minneapolis, and that is Dr. Greg Gibbs. Greg, how are you today?
Excellent, Ken. How are you?
Good, good. Well, congratulations. I know you've been working very hard for a long time to have this opportunity. You had a wonderful dedication day where you took the oath of office as national commander yesterday. Tell us a little bit about what the day was for you yesterday.
Well, it was certainly a multi-year journey, and it was great to have you be installed by Fang Wong, our past national commander from the state of New York. Tremendous outpouring of New York support. The auditorium was completely filled. It was truly a great day for the state of New York, Department of New York, Detachment of New York, and the Auxiliary of New York.
Very good. Well, that's terrific. You and I have worked together for a long time and on many different levels and projects, and I know you've kind of worked your way up. Tell us a little bit, first off, about your career. I know you've had a long career in education as a high school principal and also at St. Bonaventure. Tell us a little about some of your career that led up and support your opportunity in the Sons of the American Legion.
Certainly. I started out as an elementary school teacher for 20 or 30 years, I guess, and then decided to get into school administration because I felt I could make a bigger difference as a school administrator than a teacher. So I became a school principal for a number of years, over 10 years, for two different school districts, suburban school districts in Western New York, and then went on to central office leadership as assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction for a big suburban district in the Buffalo, New York area. After that, I wound up retiring and finding a job at St. Bonaventure University and became chairman of their educational leadership group, a number of professors that helped to teach and prepare new principals and new superintendents for their jobs in the state of New York, and wound up serving the St. Bonaventure group for over 14 years, just recently retiring. And when I sought this high office of national commander, it's really imperative that you have the time to be able to do the job. So retired just this past year, but all those skills that I've learned through the years, got my PhD in administration from the State University of New York, all those things certainly fall into place and help you with the organizational development that we need to have in the Sons of the American Legion.
Absolutely, and you've held a number of positions, worked your way up through the organization at the state and national level. Maybe tell us, our audience, a little bit about some of the roles and responsibilities that you've had in the organization.
Sure. We obviously, you need to serve in a level of commander at your local post and squadron and county and district in order to even move forward into the state level. And I did have the great privilege of serving New York State Detachment of New York as their commander in the years 2014-2015, traveling throughout the 63 counties of New York and visiting with all the different posts, along with our Legion commander and our auxiliary president. Then I had the privilege to serve as a legislative chairman for the Sons of the American Legion Detachment of New York for almost 7 years, traveling annually to Washington, D.C., and staying on top of legislation that helps not only veterans but our active military families and soldiers.
Well, that's terrific. I know we just played a clip of Senator John McCain speaking at one of the Washington meetings, and I think it was last year in 2017 when he received an award. Now, tell us a little bit about, you've got to have a lot of travel coming up. What does your year look like serving as our national commander?
Well, you are at the request of certainly all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico, the Philippines, and a few other places where we do have American Legion presence throughout the world. I'm not sure of my calendar at this time. Immediately next week, I will be in Massachusetts, where they're having an event at the USS Massachusetts ship, and we will be doing some presentation work at that site. Right at the moment, I know that I may be traveling to Europe during D-Day in June of next year. Also be traveling, hopefully, to Hawaii for Pearl Harbor Day. And in between that, we accept invitations from different departments and different detachments, and no doubt we'll be traveling throughout the 48 contiguous states at least, going to not only conventions but dedications and memorials. And this year is the 100th anniversary of the American Legion, not the Sons per se, but our parent organization, the American Legion. So we will have an unprecedented year of opportunities to do public relations events for the American Legion itself.
And talking with Dr. Greg Gibbs, the new national commander of the Sons of the American Legion, our organization. And Greg, tell your audience the story you did yesterday about the post or the squadron in Texas that was so able to help react to the hurricane.
I'd be happy to. When you come from the detachment of New York, it's a rather large detachment. We have about 30,000 members. I was visiting the state of Texas, and I was visiting their detachment, which is considerably smaller than New York's detachment, more like, I think, 5,000 members or so. Anyway, I was at one of their meetings, at their midwinter meeting, and they called two gentlemen up to the stage, and the detachment of Texas gave each of those gentlemen a $20,000 check. That's $40,000 in just a matter of minutes. And I was shocked that a small detachment could actually spend $40,000 in like 30 seconds. They gave two checks, one to each of two legionnaires from two different places in Texas who had their post completely destroyed by Hurricane Harvey. And not only being amazed at the amount of money that they managed to raise and immediately pass out to members in need, these two members were crying. I mean, it was just an amazing outpouring of generosity and donation to these two gentlemen who lost their American Legion post. One was completely inundated by water and completely gone, and the other was on the wind side of the hurricane and was completely destroyed by wind. And both of them showed pictures of their posts, and they were completely gone. They were just literally ground with debris. It was just an amazing sight to see this level of generosity from the Sons of the American Legion.
And we're talking with Dr. Greg Gibbs, a new national commander of the Sons of the American Legion. And we just have about 30 seconds left. First, I got to say thank you for the wonderful shirt that you sent me in commemoration of your being on your team for the Sons of the American Legion. But tell us, is there a particular reason why you've decided to dedicate so much of your time and your career at this point to serving this organization?
Yes. There is, Ken. My father passed away at a fairly young age, 57, due to lung cancer. My dad was a Marine Corps combat veteran from World War II, and he served in such places as Iwo Jima, Saipan, and Tinian. My dad never spoke much about his military service. We know he was proud of it because posthumously he received a number of different service-related awards. But looking back and seeing that my father and my two uncles all were in the service in World War II, joined immediately after Pearl Harbor.
Greg, we're going to have to break, but thank you so much. Congratulations from all of us at the Sons of American Legion, Sons of American Legion Radio.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate your support.